Welcome to the With Clarity and Purpose podcast with your host, Janet Borrego. Each week, I bring you an inspiring person or message to empower you to live life on your terms so you can be who you want to be, do what you are meant to do, and have the life you deserve to have. We will provide you with practical and cutting-edge approaches to continue getting clarity and direction on your path, mastering your mindset, and gaining confidence to tap into your inner wisdom so you can live on purpose. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to another podcast episode of With Clarity and Purpose. And today we are going to talk about how you can gain clarity when you're consistently feeling like an imposter. In last week's podcast episode, we also discussed this topic of the imposter syndrome and when it's totally normal, when it's totally natural to feel like an imposter. When we talk about imposter syndrome, which is this feeling and thought that we are not capable, that we don't fit in, that we are not enough, there are two situations, there are two cases here. One, when you feel like an imposter every now and then, not always, in certain situations, and last week's podcast episode was all about that. And the second case is whenever you're consistently feeling like an imposter. And I'm excited to talk about this topic because I've definitely been there. The first time I felt like an imposter consistently was when I first started working my full-time corporate job. I had gone to school to study chemical engineering. I did a lot of internships. I finished with a high GPA, and I actually got an amazing offer in this international, very prestigious oil and gas company. And when I started working there as a chemical engineer, I started working on capital projects and then process engineering, which was a lot more intense. And like few months into this role, into this position, into this company, I just felt that wherever I was and whatever I was doing, it was not aligning within myself. Like there was something missing. And I always say, like in college, I followed the success checklist. High GPA, extracurricular activities, plenty of internships, and I got the offer. That's awesome. I followed the checklist of what success, what everyone thought success was about. And then when I actually got to that outcome, I realized that that wasn't success for me. I realized that even though I had all of these financial abundance, being like 23 years old, I was deeply unfulfilled. I truly lacked meaning. And that's exactly when I started getting obsessed about this intersection between success and fulfillment. Why I call it this intersection? Because many people, and I've seen this in my coaching clients, sometimes we feel that we have to sacrifice our happiness, our mental health, our well-being to achieve financial success. But you can have both. You can have fulfillment, mental health, well-being, a meaningful career, a meaningful life, and you can have the financial success that you are seeking. And I'm telling you this because so many times we think that we cannot have it all. We cannot have both things, that we need to sacrifice one thing for the other. But I've seen it plenty of times that is possible. The data is out there if we look for it. I started getting obsessed with basically understanding myself. Why was I in this position that I had truly desired for the last 6 years of my life? And I was still there. I had achieved to the outcome. I had achieved the dream, right? The perceived dream. And I still felt empty within myself. I called imposter syndrome the self-discovering syndrome because me consistently feeling like an imposter led me to the biggest awakening that I've had in my life so far. Literally, feeling like an imposter most days led me to understand myself to a level where I got to discover my purpose, where I got to start aligning my career to what I truly believed in and I truly felt fulfilled for. And chemical engineering wasn't it. And I was totally fine whenever I grieved the person that I thought I was going to be, whenever I allow myself to grieve the identity of this engineer, of this like person who was perceived by society like having an amazing position, amazing studies, amazing career, right? That's the ego talking. And for the first time, I started leading with my heart. For the first time, I started choosing, making my decisions based on love and not based on fear. And it was a process to get there. After I started feeling like an imposter and like I didn't fit in and I couldn't understand why, I actually kept tolerating that pain every single day. And I was working so much. I was delivering so much in my work, in my career. I was working 12-hour shifts from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. during turnarounds, which is when the refinery shuts down the units. And I was doing so many things that felt out of alignment within myself. And I kept tolerating that and tolerating that. And I know that inner voice within me kept telling me, Janet, you are misaligned. You need to go inward. You need to do something about it. But I was in such survival mode that I kept going and I kept going. And that voice kept getting louder and louder and louder until I had a panic attack, my first and only panic attack ever. I actually thought I was dying because my left arm felt completely numb. I had this immense pressure in my chest and I went to emergency. Everything was fine. But unfortunately, that time, I waited until I touched rock bottom to actually awaken from this dream that wasn't my dream. It was a dream that I was given. It was a dream fulfilled by external validation instead of internal fulfillment. And when I awakened from this dream, driven by ego, to be honest with you, I gathered that courage to start making aligned decisions. And the biggest lesson that I learned in this process that I've mentioned it over and over, but it's worth mentioning it again because this is something that I apply on a daily basis and it's something that I coach my clients on so much. Do not wait until crisis hits ever again. Do not wait until you touch rock bottom again to make a decision that you know it's scary, but it's aligned with you. Because it's a matter of when your body, your health is going to stop tolerating that pain that you're in. And the pain of not changing, it will become greater than the pain of changing for yourself. If this podcast episode resonates with you, I invite you to work with me in my private one-on-one coaching. Private one-on-one coaching is a 6-month container where I help you go from playing small, not believing in yourself, struggling with imposter syndrome, inconsistency, and indecisiveness, to actually having the clarity, the confidence, and the courage to follow through with your dreams. When you work with me as a private client, the first thing we do is that I guide you through an in-depth breakthrough session where we get very clear on all of the blind spots that have been preventing you from achieving your goals. We become aware of those and we release them at the subconscious level with proven techniques. I provide you with accountability and I'm like a GPS for you to actually find the resources and the answers that are already within you because you, my friend, are powerful. Kim, one of my coaching clients, said, through working with Janet, I've been able to radically shift my mindset in a way I never thought was possible. Each day, I wake up feeling excited about my future and actually believing in my potential. If you're ready to believe in your potential and take action and see progress with all of your dreams and goals you have been delaying, this is your time. I invite you to schedule a clarity call in the link in the show notes. I cannot wait to meet you. See you soon. And unfortunately, that's the time when we decide to take action, but we don't have to wait until there. We know better. If you're listening to this podcast episode, I'm sure you have run this pattern of maybe it was in a relationship, in a romantic relationship. Maybe it was in your career. Maybe it was related to your mental health, to your physical health. This pattern of waiting for the pain to pass, waiting for things to get better. And then all of those things keep accumulating within yourself until you erupt, literally like a volcano. Remember that the whole purpose of your subconscious mind is to keep you safe. And in order for your subconscious to keep you safe, sometimes your mind is going to start suppressing emotions, suppressing things that you're experiencing. But there is a tolerance to that, right? There is a moment when that's going to bubble up to a surface and then you need to deal with it. I always say, if you don't face it, you suppress it. These are some things that we have to truly pay attention to them and take action on it. After going through all of this discovery process and awakening from this dream driven by ego and driven by what others thought success was about, I started digging deeper within myself and I found that the meaning that I was truly seeking was one where I could actually help transform people's lives, one where I could actually help people find their own light, just the same thing that was happening to me, so they could live more meaningful and purpose-driven lives. I'm all about taking action, right? This is like why it is so important for you to take action and for you to gain clarity when you're consistently feeling like an imposter, because there is an end to it. And you got to take action right now. You got to gather that courage because you don't want to wait until you hit crisis to make a decision that is already aligned. Okay, I've repeated this so many times, but it's worth repeating because, again, life can get complicated and we can enter into survival mode and we can actually stop creating the life we deserve, the life we dream of. And so many times in our lives, we are living someone else's dreams, not our dream. This is like a call for you, a call to action to start digging deeper into what's your purpose, into what you're dreaming of, and start creating that life that you truly deserve. And that's exactly what I did from that panic attack 2014. Up until now, I kept searching for my purpose, discovering my purpose, and I kept aligning my career to what truly fulfilled me and fired me up. And then back in 2021, which was actually coaching and speaking, and back in 2021, I just quit my full-time career, corporate career, and I went all in full-time coaching and speaking, and that's the best, one of the best decisions I've ever done. So maybe your path is not to be a coach or a speaker, but it doesn't matter what it is. The whole purpose for this is to gain clarity, start discovering yourself, start dating yourself at the deepest sense so you can start creating a life that you're proud of. And I want to take you through this exercise that I've done myself. And I coach my clients on it because it allows you to gain so much clarity on why you're feeling unfulfilled. And by the way, this applies in your career, sure. This applies in your business. This applies in romantic relationships. This applies on mental health, physical health, on all of it, because the concepts are the same. Lack of meaning, lack of fulfillment, feeling that you don't belong, feeling like you're an imposter. We talk about it a lot in the context of careers, but I've had relationships where I've felt like an imposter. I've felt like I'm not enough. I've felt like I don't fit in. I've been in situations where mentally and emotionally, I feel the same. So I think this concept of the imposter syndrome can apply to many contexts. And this concept also that I'm going to show you today, this amazing actionable exercise, it can apply to anything in your life. And I'm going to show you how. Okay, let's take career as an example, because the example that I gave you initially for myself was around career. And I was telling you that I studied chemical engineering and then I discovered that that wasn't it for me, but I wasn't sure what was it? I wasn't sure why I didn't feel fulfilled. The first thing that I would recommend you to do is in that area of life, for example, career, I want you to ask yourself a simple question. This is a simple but a powerful exercise. I want you to ask yourself, what is important to me in the area of career? You can do the same with romantic relationships, mental health, physical health, anything else. What is important to you in the area of career? And I want you to list everything that comes to mind. It's usually one to two words. For example, for me back then, and still now, honestly, fulfillment was super important. I wanted to make sure that whatever I was doing, it had purpose, it had meaning. Authenticity was super important. I wanted to make sure that who I was as a person at the deepest level shined through like anywhere I went, career-wise, romantic relationships-wise. Authenticity for me is key. Integrity for me is super important in anything I do. But in this case, we are talking about career. For example, fulfillment, authenticity, and integrity are three values in career for me. When I'm asking you to ask this question of what is important to you in the area of career, basically, we are eliciting your values. Your values, let me tell you, your values are the deepest level of your subconscious programming. Your values, it describes why you're making certain decisions and why you're not feeling fulfilled. They are that important. Like, I know my values from top to end, and I use them also as a decision-making framework. I use my values also to troubleshoot whenever I'm not feeling happy or fulfilled. I look at my values and I ask myself, okay, what is missing here? Let's troubleshoot and let's make sure I understand that I go inward. Because when many times we feel like an imposter, we have this natural reaction of pointing outside of us. Oh, it's the boss, it's the environment. And yes, sometimes these things play a role, but I want you to point towards yourself, because the first step in this process is to recognize that your power lies within. You can influence yourself instead of your environment influencing you. It's a lifelong practice, okay? This is not a perfect journey by any means, but it's an important one to start. So whenever you're feeling unfulfilled, point towards yourself and ask yourself, what is important to me in this area of life that I'm struggling in? And I want you to list those things, whatever comes to mind. After you list those things, what I do usually with my coaching clients, and I do this before the breakthrough session where we release all of their limiting beliefs or all of their baggage. And I also do that after the breakthrough session, after they have released all of their baggage, to see how they have changed at the subconscious level. And I get a big wow from my clients because they cannot believe the transformation that has happened just in a few hours, because all of this is subconscious, okay? But I'm going to make it simple for you so you can apply this concept right away, as soon as possible. So again, list all of these values, prioritize them to understand what's the most important to you. Like right now, the most important to me is purpose in the area of career, which is the same thing of fulfillment to me. Just feeling that there is a purpose behind what I'm doing, feeling that my bigger why has meaning and fulfillment. Once you have this list of values, in this case, career values, I want you to describe them. I want you to ask yourself, for each one of them, the top five mainly. So if you have 10, if you have 20, choose the top five in order of priority and just trust the first thing that comes to mind. Do not start changing the order after the first time. Just trust the first thing, because even this process is subconscious. You gotta go with the first thing that comes to mind. List the values, prioritize them, and the first five are gonna be the most important ones. For the first five, I want you to answer three questions. One, what does that value mean to you? For example, what does purpose mean to me in the area of career? Okay, so purpose for me, it means to be fulfilled in my business, in my career, to understand the bigger why other than wanting to achieve this. Purpose for me means to serve other people for the reason that I'm doing whatever I'm doing to be greater than me. That's what purpose means to me. You can write like, I don't know, like 1 to 3 sentences. Just make it simple. The first thing that comes to mind. The second question I want you to ask per value is, why is this value important to me in the area of career? Why is purpose important to me in the area of career? Because honestly, I want to wake up excited every single day. I want to know that I have an inner driver that is driving me, even during challenging times. I want to know that I have a direction in this life. I want to know that I'm living for something bigger than myself. That's why it's important. So that's the second question. And the third question is, how do you know when you have gotten that value in your career? How do you know when you have gotten that value in your career? For me, was when I'm believing in what I'm doing. Like when I was working as a process engineer, yeah, I was applying what I learned in school and doing the things, but I didn't believe in what I was doing. I wasn't excited about what I was doing. It wasn't meaningful. Now that I have my business, I'm just helping people to achieve their wildest dream, to master their mindset. That gets me excited because it's also a path that I've walked and a path that I'm, of course, still walking. And I'm going to walk it until my last day on this earth. That is super, super important. How do you know when you have actually gotten this value? And for me, that purpose was also to make what I was doing human-centric. I wanted to serve people. I wanted to help people develop. So that's how I knew I was going to get that value in that case, okay? And I want you to ask this last question. This is super important because as you continue gaining clarity on yourself and as you continue taking action, you're going to look at that question and you're going to validate that you are actually now feeling that value. That value now is being met. So it's a beautiful troubleshooting process and also a decision-making framework. Because whenever you seek a new career, a new position, a new business, a new anything, I want you to look at your values and make sure that whatever you're choosing is meeting your top 5 values. That's super important to make sure that you're fulfilled, to make sure that you're happy, to make sure that it feels authentic to you. Because so many times the imposter syndrome, it means that you're actually driving away from your authenticity and you need to reconnect again with who you are. It has nothing to do with the outside. Sure, you can change the outside as a second step, but the first step is to connect back to your authenticity. And through this simple exercise that I'm teaching you right now in this podcast episode, for you to start making those decisions that are more aligned with who you are and that are also aligned and in integrity with yourself. Once you do that, you are not going to be feeling consistently like an imposter anymore. You're going to be feeling that you belong because belonging starts from within. Of course, the environment can help, your boss can help. That makes a huge difference. But whenever you belong, whenever you're connected to yourself, trust me, there is nothing outside of you that can disconnect you because you are standing in your power and you're being in control of yourself. No one has so much power over yourself, only you. So I want you to really empower yourself by listening at this message. You have your values listed. You have prioritized your top 5. You have asked yourself these 3 questions. What is this value in the area of career? What does this mean to me? Why is this value important? And how do I know when I've gotten, when I've met this value? When I was working as a chemical engineer, I did a similar process. Back then, I didn't have this framework that you have now and that I use with my coaching clients. But I remember just gaining so much clarity on, I want to make sure that I'm fulfilled. The financial success, I have it. I want to make sure that I'm fulfilled. I want to make sure that what I'm doing feels authentic and that I just believe in what I get to do every single day. What I did back then when I was in corporate job, I knew that what I was doing as a process engineer wasn't interesting to me, to be honest with you, wasn't something that I believed in. And I just knew I needed to align. I knew I needed to seek something else that added to my skills, that added to the value that I wanted to give later on in life, which was coaching and speaking. And process engineering wasn't it, okay? And what I did, even within this company, I decided to stay in this company because it was a big company and I had the opportunity to explore different areas within this company. And I started researching all of the departments. I literally went through everything you can imagine. I researched HR, I researched public affairs, I researched the research department, the research and development department, I researched project management, and then I got to supply chain. And I remember looking in the intranet, right? Because it's like the internal internet for the company. I remember looking in the intranet and like, I was like, what the heck is supply chain? I don't know. And then I was typing supply chain and the first PowerPoint slide that I got was all about developing people. And I was like, this is it. I still don't know very well what supply chain is, but if they're focused around people, I'm going to go all in. And then what I did, it was like, I contacted several people from that organization. I interviewed them and everyone seemed happy and excited about what they were doing. And they were talking about negotiating contracts, building relationships with suppliers, building relationships with clients. And I'm like, this feels so people oriented. Like I want all in. And then I reached out to one of the people that I had interviewed and I asked them for their supervisor. I gave that supervisor to my supervisor and somehow a lot of people would consider a career killer, like in this company, wanting to transition from one department to another one, was the most successful move I did in my career because even though there were concerns about my salary is not going to be raised as much as if I stay in engineering, I actually did so well in supply chain that I ended up earning a higher salary than those who stayed back in refining and they hated their job. They hated where they were. That's why I always say alignment breeds abundance. The more you align within yourself, the more you follow your calling, the more abundance is going to be attracted to you because you're not forcing anything. It flows natural to you. Again, I didn't know much about supply chain. I didn't know SAP. I had never negotiated an agreement. It came so natural to me because I was so interested in learning. I was so in love with this approach of focusing on people and building relationships that I ended up doing really well. Now, back then when I had the panic attack, my first thought was, I'm quitting this company. I hate where I'm at. I'm not going to go back. I'm going to be honest. And my first thought was like, oh my God, yes, let's align with my purpose by looking at another position. No. I was fed up with this company at that moment. But then when I grounded myself and I forgave everything and everyone around me, I realized that there was a smarter move than simply just quitting and leaving this company, to be honest with you. Because there were so many options already within this company that I could explore. And I'm telling you this because, and I've been there, I get it. So many times we think that the solution is to quit, to leave the company, to quit the relationship. And there is usual, when you ground yourself, when you take a deep breath, there is usually a more grounded step for you to get closer to your goal. There is more of a transitional step to get closer to that goal. If I would have quit from that company, honestly, I don't know what would have happened because I wouldn't have, I don't think I would have gone through the journey that I've gone through that has highly benefited me to fulfill my purpose, which is becoming a full-time coach and speaker, or maybe it would have taken me longer, to be honest with you. I'm telling you this because your why, it's what's important. Your why is like, I want to have a meaningful career. I want to serve people. That's a why. But how you get to that why, it remains flexible. Even though I didn't go from engineering to coaching and speaking, or engineering working for a company to having a full-time business, that's such a drastic step. I'm not saying that it's impossible. I know people that have done similar things. But even to build a business, even to gain credibility or clarity in another field, it does take time. It does take building relationships. It does take building up your revenue if you are in a business, right? So I always recommend a more transitional step for you to still get that fulfillment, that meaning. Maybe not in a way that you were expecting it, but in a way that makes more sense to you to transition. But you gotta take action. Like for me, it took a lot of courage to actually tell my supervisor from engineering, hey, I wanna go to supply chain, which was perceived as a lower in the chain, okay? In my opinion, it wasn't. I loved it, but a lot of people would perceive it that way. And this company that I was working for at that moment, they were not very supportive on you leaving this team or this department to work somewhere else. So it did took a lot of being out of my comfort zone. It took a lot of courage for me to make that jump. But that jump was the enabler for everything that followed. Again, you don't need to be drastic in your decisions if this is what your decision is about, which is leaving that career or leaving that relationship. Even in romantic relationships, sometimes we think we gotta leave the relationship and what needs to happen is just a conversation. There are so many people, and I've been there, that are afraid to speak up about their concerns, afraid to speak up about their boundaries. In a relationship, sometimes all it takes is for you to be vulnerable, for you to allow your partner to see you and for you to speak up. In a career, sometimes all it takes is for you again to be vulnerable and ask for what you need. And not only what you need, you gotta do your homework and make sure that you are proposing the next step to take action, right? Like I did with supply chain. And for that, it took a little bit, few months for me to understand, okay, where do I want to go to? But for me, one of the biggest takeaways was I don't need to quit this place immediately. I can find something that fulfills my needs even in this corporation that I was in. And I have clients that maybe it's not this example from engineering to supply chain, but maybe they can find that fulfillment doing extracurricular activities, doing volunteering activities, doing something else. When you look at your values and you answer these three questions, the next step is to ask yourself, of all of these values, what is missing here? For me, it was fulfillment mainly because I feel I was being authentic, but it just, I don't know, I just didn't feel fulfilled. Of all of these values that you listed, what is missing in your career? What is missing in your relationship? What is missing in your physical health? Whatever thing you're working through, okay? And then whenever you answer that question, the next question is, how can you fulfill that value? Where you are, I would start where you are right now. There is no drastic steps. But if there is nothing where you are that you can do, and you have done your homework and you have searched, sometimes you gotta find it somewhere else, right? So you gotta be loyal to yourself before anyone else. I truly believe that. If more people were loyal to themselves instead of anyone else, we wouldn't be running so many people pleasing patterns, which are preventing people from being happy and being like having wellness and good mental health in their lives. Be loyal to yourself. Do not do it out of fear. Start making decisions out of love, out of service, because you want to do something greater than yourself. And there is always a lesson to be learned in these situations. The most challenging situations in my life, and I'm going through one right now that I'm going to record a podcast episode for next week. And there are so many lessons to be learned in these moments of consistently feeling like an imposter, in these moments where you feel like you don't belong, where you don't see a way out. I want you to know that these moments are temporary. And I don't want you to wait until crisis hits or until you hit rock bottom or until the pain is intolerable for you to make a decision that you already know is aligned. Something important about values and this exercise is that ideally we are making decisions because we want to move towards an aspiration instead of moving away from a limitation or something that scares us. If I would have quit that company back then, it was because I was moving away from that pain, from that fear. But if I didn't learn that lesson back then, I would move to another company and experience the same thing, experience the same pattern. For me, it was important to learn the lesson of, I can find fulfillment somewhere else within this company. The how remains flexible. I have my why very clear, and I'm going to make sure I fulfill that why. But the how I get there remains flexible. And also, like, get support. Like, something that I did earlier on was when I gained clarity on the thing that was missing and the values that were important to me, I also started getting support, or I started getting connected with groups. I started getting mentorship, coaching. I think coaching is a big part for you to continue this purpose-driven journey, because we are not meant to do this by ourselves. We can do, but if you do it with someone else that is your guide, you can get so much faster and farther there. It's so important. Again, if you're consistently feeling like you are an imposter, I want you to see it as the biggest opportunity to go inward and discover yourself. Because that thing that you're feeling is coming from within yourself. It's not coming from the outside. Doing this exercise that I taught you today in this podcast episode, which is like the values elicitation, answering all of these questions. And not only that, gathering the courage to take action on that clarity that you'll gain is going to be super, super important, my friend. Something that I don't mention a lot, but big advocate for, whenever I had that panic attack and all of that kind of like difficult moment in my life, I also decided to take a leave of absence of 2 months. And I gained more clarity during the leave of absence. I traveled. I just came back as a new person. I'm a big advocate, honestly, for leave of absences. They have been life-changing for me. And sometimes it can be very scary to ask for a leave of absence. But if your company is flexible enough and you truly need it, you need to go for it. Because even in this company, that it wasn't common to ask for a leave of absence, honestly. And there were consequences, unfortunately, later on for me. Even though I was able to get out of the craziness that happened in that moment, you gotta be loyal to yourself. You gotta be loyal to yourself. If you didn't get any takeaway, which I doubt from this podcast episode, is be loyal to yourself. Do not wait until you hit crisis to make a decision that is already aligned, and start gathering the courage to make decisions out of love instead of out of fear. To make decisions because you're moving towards an aspiration instead of moving away from pain or fear or a limitation. You have the power within yourself. Do not let anyone, anything, any environment to dictate what to do with your life. You are the creator. If you found this podcast episode helpful, please share with your friends, with your family. My main purpose is to help people find their own light so they can start creating a life that they believe in, that they are proud of living, so they can wake up excited and motivated most days to fulfill their potential, because that's what we're here for. This time on earth is temporary. Let's make it count. Again, thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you truly enjoyed the podcast episode, and I'll see you next week. Bye bye. Thank you so much for listening at With Clarity and Purpose. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. Sharing is caring. Please share with your friends and family so we can continue building an empowered community together. I'll see you next week.